Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson joins us. Coach, what's going on this morning?
Nothing much. How y'all doing?
Doing well. You think you could play over across the pond at Turnberry or some of these British Open courses like we're watching this morning?
Oh, I could play. I don't know how well, but I could play. I just want to let you know I've been listening to the show all week, and it's, I think, been the best week in the history of the show. Just want to go on record and say that.
Can you call in maybe Monday morning at 6:08 and say that same thing?
You got it recorded.
That's right.
He knows the system. Paul's got it taken care of back here.
It's a lot quieter around here, that's for sure. There's not, not as much yelling and criticism and so forth.
But a little more cerebral,
a little more cerebral. I don't know about all that.
Now you're pushing it.
Right. What are these last few weeks before camp starts like for you?
Well, it's, work as usual. It's changed over the years a lot of what used to happen in the summer and used to sit here and send out cards to players and ask them to send it back and check to see if they've been working out. And they would check, yes, I've been working out. And of course, they weren't. And now we have almost all of them here this summer. Most of them going to some kind of summer school, at least one session, and others having jobs and others rehabbing, things like that. So we have them all here. And we know they're getting in great shape. They're working with Coach Sisk, and he's doing a great job of getting those guys ready to go. And when they come in here, they're going to be in great shape. So you can go ahead and start working on getting ready for the season. So it's very important that the coaching staff is ready to go, and, you have your put-in sheet and all that stuff, what you're going to put in the first few days. But our players are beyond that already now, and they've been working on their own and getting ahead of the game. And it makes preseason a lot easier, a lot better, I think.
Having watched your practices over the last few years, is always very structured. How have you changed things, and maybe in this kind of goes along with what you just said, your approach to camp and how you get things started, especially those first few days, and the structure that you put in?
Well, the first few days are no longer, used to try to get guys in shape or try to, toughen them up and remind them, what a tough physical game that football is. They know that through the workouts, and they're ready to learn, the playbook and ready to learn the game plan for the first game. So, we start right away, developing, the playbook and the game plans and just hit it running and no longer sit there and say, well, let's see who's in shape and let's see who's tough and let's see who's worked out and gotten stronger or whatever. We know all that stuff now.
One of the most frequently asked questions I've heard this offseason is, how do you think Vanderbilt's going to use Jamie Graham this year? You have any better idea? Or I'm sure once you get things, rolling, you'll really know.
Well, defensively, losing DJ, a year early, really put us a big hole back there. So we think Jamie is extremely important as a corner. And that's going to be our main emphasis. And we brought Jamie in as a corner, and he played very well as a freshman. But we needed him last year because of injuries and things like that. So he's going to be a DB, but he had enough experience at wide out last year that we could do things like we did with DJ over the last couple of years, putting him in offensive situations and maybe creating some tough matchups for the other team's defense to get in there and do things, and maybe even use him as a decoy some. So it's all kind of ways. And kick returner, he's going to be a prominent player in our plans.
Bobby, obviously everybody talks about replacing DJ and you also lose a Rashard Langford. You've got a couple of guys that got some pretty valuable playing time last year in those positions. I assume those are the guys you're looking to step in. But who else? Can you give us a couple of names that kind of fit into that mold as well?
Well, Casey Hayward obviously stepped up and did some really good things for us at the end of the year last year, especially in the bowl game when DJ got hurt. He made about two or three pass breakups. One person we forget about sometimes that we have to replace is Dalron Speed. And, we're looking for guys that who have a chance maybe to step up in that. And that's why Jamie is so needed. Casey, you know, maybe our nickelback, and then Jamie take over at corner. It might be vice versa. You know, we just got to find out. But, you know, with the advent of the spread offenses and the nickelback kind of situations that we get in quite often, that's going to be an important position. There may be a few freshmen who have a chance to come in there and help us out at that. You know, we signed some fine defensive backs, Javon Marshall, and you know, just it's going to be wide open.
Up front on the defensive line, you got to be pretty excited about all the experience you have coming back. Broderick Stewart, you feel like going to be 100% as you start things out here?
I think he will be. He looks great right now as I walk through the weight room. I think he's heavy, as heavy as he's ever been. And, you know, Broderick's not going to get real heavy.
Right.
You know, he's a thin kind of guy, but he's running well. He's cutting well. He's doing all his pass rush games well. You know, so we expect him to step right in there. And, you know, I tell you what, you know, he missed it. He missed the last regular season game and the bowl game. I mean, that hurt him. And he's anxious to get back, and I expect him to go. But you're right. We got a lot of people there. Steven Stone, I think Tim Fugger is going to be a good player. Theron Cotter is going to be a good player at end. You know, inside, yeah, I think Adam Smotherman started really playing well at the end of the year last year and played well in the spring. T.J. Greenstone, and then, of course, we had Greg Billinger already playing there, so he's a good player for us. So probably, and this is unusual for us because it's always been tough for us to find defensive linemen, but defensive linemen is probably our deepest position.
What are your expectations for Chris Marv as he goes into his second year?
I expect him to get better, and, you know, experience is really important at that position, and, you know, he has the desire, he has the motor that we like, and he has the physical attributes, and all it takes for him is to fine-tune it, get a little better, more experience, you know, work on the little things that make you a whole lot better linebacker, just disguise part of it, and maybe, you know, improve his pass rushing a little bit, and we might could use him in that situation a little bit more. He made some big plays for us, but we think he can get even better doing that.
Bobby, it's a very unusual schedule. 12 straight, no open date, number one, and then alternate home and road throughout the entire season. You can't do anything about it. The schedule is the schedule, but how difficult is 12 straight with no open date for you?
12 straight is pretty tough. We did that one other time since I've been at Vanderbilt, and I just remember that, you know, I thought we did a pretty good job that year of, you know, making sure we just weren't, you know, leaving it on the practice field and getting them so tired and you know, because it's just tough to go 12 straight weeks. And we'll have to take a look at that again and see what our preseason schedule is going to be like. You have 29 practice opportunities available to you before the first game, but I don't know if we'll take all those. Just anticipating that, you know, just to get through that 12-game schedule without a break, you know, we don't need to work them too hard.
Is there a fluke to this, Bobby, happening with 12 straight? Is there anything that can be done to keep it from happening again?
Well, I think it was a fluke because of all the problems we had with the MAC.
The MAC, right, yeah.
You know, when we went through all that with Kent State and, you know, Miami of Ohio did us a favor and gave us a home and away, and that, you know, heck, we were going to end up a game short one year if that hadn't happened. But, you know, the conference sets those eight conference games, and then you set your other four. But we were in a dire situation when the MAC conference backed out on about three or four possible games for us. So, you know, we did the best we could.
Bobby, as we finish up here, have you had a chance to go over and look at some of the renovations of the stadium, and how's that going?
Oh, it's going great. And I can see that from my office. It's great to see that progress every day. And I tell you what, that crew over there, they work. I mean, they're there all the time, and they're just not sitting around leaning on shovels. They're doing things. And also, inside the stadium, You know, they've done a great deal of cosmetic work and paint, and even took up all the stands in the bowl and painted the bowl itself, and then put the stands back in there. So the whole stadium looks a whole lot better, and we hope to keep that momentum going, and hopefully our good supporters and fans will continue to contribute, and you know, we can move that over across the street to the McGugan Center and renovate that and give our players some needed new venues.